Mr. Grab, page three items.
We have what we're referring to as page three items. These are actually items for which staff have, for after-the-fact projects that staff has subjected to public interest review. We've attempted to work with the applicant on a consent agreement, and we're bringing these to the commission to try to get your endorsement of that consent agreement in lieu of both as a time-saving mechanism to try to move readily through some of the after-the-facts. In this case, we do have four to present to you this morning. And very briefly, you've each been provided a copy of a one-page assessment on them, but Stafford County is the first one. Basically, the county is requesting after-the-fact authorization for the removal of a cofferdam during a time of year restriction that the commission had imposed between March 15th through June 30th. They removed the cofferdam 2 weeks into the time of year restriction, but in dealing with both the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Corps, they did not feel that at that point in time the shad were present in the stream, and therefore they didn't think it would be something that the state would object to. Unfortunately, they didn't check with us. It's true, we would have probably recommended that the commission endorse that removal during the beginning of the time of year restriction. But as a result of the fact that we would have recommended approval, we are recommending that you endorse that removal. They've agreed to pay a triple permit fee of $300 and a payment of a $600 civil charge. Item 3B, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, is basically seeking after-the-fact authorization to retain a temporary offshore work platform, or trestle, which is being used to construct outfall lines over the 42nd Street stormwater structures. Now, this is similar to the offshore trestle that the commission was familiar with when Mr. Boone was constructing the Hampton Pier. In other words, the trestle is used, it's moved as a construction method to allow them to physically construct the structure in a wave zone or an active environment without having to rely on barges. Here again, we've taken the position that those structures, albeit temporarily in the grand scheme of things, do require permits. We would have recommended the commission authorize that activity, and as a result, we're recommending your approval with triple permit fees of $300, and in this instance, no civil charge. 3C, Rick Loy, most of you remember, came to the commission 18 months or 2 years ago, and basically it involved a private pier that was being used on a quiet creek for community use. There were a number of boats that were there in the development. There was also some additional work that was being done along the shoreline. In this case, we worked with Mr. Loy. He is recommending now that the pier that was initially authorized as a private pier be converted to a multi-use community pier structure, and that he be given authorization to retain a 29-foot by 48-foot, or actually 48.9-foot expansion, which included a single boat lift with boat lift docking platforms and two 6.5-foot wide finger piers. In this instance, the applicant has agreed to triple permit fees and a civil charge of $1,200 because it is now a community structure meant to service not just his lot, but lots in his subdivision. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $6,379.50, and it's for that community pier's encroachment, the bold outline, at $1.50 per square foot. And finally, 3D, Eugene Turlington's requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 27-foot long by 4-foot wide addition to a community pier at their property along Anancock Creek in Accomack County. The pier is now 173-foot long, 4-foot wide, possesses 10 mooring piles, and is used for the mooring of 5 family members' boats, hence the community designation. In this case, the applicant has agreed to a triple permit fee of $75 and a civil charge the amount of $600. And as I said at the outset, had all of these come forward in advance, it's something that staff would have recommended approval, and there is no opposition as a result of our running these through the public interest review process.
Any questions of Mr. Grab on the page three items? Is there anyone in the public pro or con on the page three items that wishes to be heard? Not the matters are before the commission for action.
Move the adoption of all the page three items as submitted.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve the page three items. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Bob. Next item on the agenda is closed meeting for consultation with a briefing by counsel. Mr. Ivins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia, pertaining to Michael W. Jewett compliance status and VMRC versus Harrison Court of Appeals decision.
Is there a second to the